We are rolling.
We're live. Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe.
Episode 20.
Gabe and Joe.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Gabe. Again, we're live. But maybe not for long. This may be our last episode, folks.
Says Gabe.
There's a lot of fees that Joe is neglecting, including a Podomatic hosting fee, also the web domain. Joe hasn't paid for any of this.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, well, tell me what I got to do.
You know, he's been telling me he's got car issues, he's got a lot of different things going on.
No longer.
What do you mean?
I got a new car.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
Language.
That's great. Regarding the podcast.
Yes, back to the podcast.
I feel like
what do you folks at home think? Let us know.
Here's question one, or here's the issue one that I have. No one is listening. We have no feedback.
Not true. I get oral feedback.
You told me that your friend Steve C. may be listening.
Hi, Steve.
As far as I know, no one is listening.
That's as far as you know.
Also, you've done nothing personally to promote the podcast.
Well, let's get on that.
You personally.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
What do I need to do?
You need to get 5 people to listen.
Okay.
To each podcast.
I feel like I've let my inner circle know about it.
Even Mark F. has not commented.
But Mark F. has listened.
He may have listened to one or two.
Hey, Mark. What's up?
But, yeah, I don't know if we should keep it going. And then, okay, so that's the issue one is listenership. There is none. Issue two, you and I are on completely different trajectories regarding fitness.
That's true.
You know,
there's a little overlap.
Like I said before we started, you continually put down Owen, who is, I mean, he's a leading light in fitness. That's true.
Is it?
Yes. Hundreds of millions of people follow him on a daily basis.
Hundreds of millions?
Yes.
Wow. He's got
his product, the Rack, is one of the best-selling fitness products of the year. No joke.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Huh.
I've checked it out. Looks good.
I'm skeptical.
It looks good. It does. It's like all body weight exercises.
Hmm.
Not only that, he works at a gym in Brentwood with NBA players.
Hmm.
Velocity Fitness.
Hmm.
And
wait, is that his gym?
No, but he's a trainer there.
Okay.
Like a celebrity trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has, you know, you can contact him through his website and take personal training.
What is that website?
I think it's owenmcgivin.com.
All
but
right.
My point is this, Joe. You continually call him the Richard Simmons of fitness. And you haven't even looked at his book.
It's true, I haven't. No, wait a minute. I think I've looked at it a little bit.
And now you're putting down Laird Hamilton.
I'm not putting down Laird Hamilton. I'm just saying, you know, that maybe you should take Laird and Owen out for a nice, you know, glass of wine, candlelit dinner.
Well, they're both on the west side. I mean, maybe that has fueled my west side fascination.
You do have a west side fetish, it's true.
I know, I've been spending a lot of time out there. And Joe, this just in, I'm doing a surf competition on Saturday morning.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called the Less Than 3 Surf Competition, which means that you have to have less than 3 fins on your board.
Oh, so you have a single or a double?
I actually have a single, but apparently they supply the boards. I don't quite understand. And I went in there today to pay the fee, and they said that it was all the boards are going to be under 7 foot.
Are you good with that?
I mean, my shortboard is 7'2", and I'm all right with it. It's also a single fin, so I asked if I could bring it. They said only if you're comfortable with other people using it as well. I don't quite understand what the angle is there. Hmm. Also, the person who took my money was quite possibly the stupidest person I've ever talked to.
Were you talking to me? Right now.
Well, you did put down Owen. Okay, so yeah, back to our question. At issue two, we're on different pages regarding our fitness trajectories. You are all about the app Multi-Year, which I do own.
Ah.
And I have the intermediate program, you know, that you're doing.
Oh, you did? You got that?
Yeah, I bought it for $2.99.
Yeah.
But I have been doing a fit to surf regime.
Let's tell us about this.
Well, we haven't resolved our existential.
Oh, because we're working on this right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we get a relationship counselor in here?
Well, I mean, where do you stand on these issues?
I don't see them as deal breakers or insurmountable in any way. Actually, I think maybe they may even make us stronger.
Having differences?
Yeah.
I mean, Joe, issue 4 is you're almost 10 years older than me.
It's true.
So I feel that at this juncture... No, yeah, I don't know. I think in regards to that, we're about the same on most of the exercises that we do, you know?
Right.
So that stuff works out.
I think you have your strengths, I have my strengths. You're really good at pull-ups compared to me. I'm good at squats and deadlifts.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're about the same with the other stuff.
Yeah, with the bench press, you might be a little stronger, but you got shoulder issues.
Yeah, actually it's been back with the paddling,
left
shoulder. I would talk more about it, but the only listener who I know that we have is my mother. And, hi, Mom.
Hi.
yeah, we don't need to talk about it on the air.
But okay.
It'll improve. I'm working on it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to borrow my Supple Leopard book?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I don't think that's it. I think maybe it's...
Well, it's not just about mobility. It's about rehab as well, the book is.
Yeah.
Well, Gabe, I think you're a little down in the dumps about this, and I think maybe is it possible that it's part of your natural ebb and flow of emotions, and...
Do you think it's part of my cycle? Listen, we have 1 minute to remedy this situation, so... What are you going to say to turn me around?
Issue number one about the financial thing, I'm kicking in, okay?
Okay, you would owe me about $50 to $60.
That's fine. Consider that a non-issue.
Okay, issue two, listenership.
Well, we need to do something about that, okay? Maybe we could go on some kind of like a... You know what we should do is start a Facebook page. Start our own Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe Facebook page.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Really?
Yeah. But...
You want to get a little more ripped first? Well, yeah. Maybe that's what's holding us back, really.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. You're just not ready.
I'm not ready to commit.
Wait, are we still talking about the podcast?
Yeah. Well... Joe, I feel like I'm putting in a lot of effort and not getting a lot in return.
Oh, really? You don't feel like this is...
For instance, the t-shirts, those were my efforts.
Yeah, I like those.
You never
t-shirts.
Wear yours.
I wear the t-shirt all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the headband?
I would love to have a headband. Actually, I saw a guy wearing a headband in the gym yesterday, and I thought,
That's pretty cool.
As dorky as it looks, it's really awesome because I'm always wiping sweat off of my brow. So I think we need to get some Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe headbands, maybe some wristbands, maybe some leg warmers.
Shorty shorts.
Yeah.
Leg warmers. There it was again. It alludes to issue 3. What are you going to do
to make
about
up?
Owen?
Wait, so hang on. Let me ask you this.
Because by the same token, you worship Rob Wolf way more than I worship Owen.
That's not true. I've got problems with the way Rob Wolf.
Just because the guy is hairless and orange, he's not. He's a really nice guy. You just don't know him. You just don't know him the way I do.
Let me ask you this: if I decided to do Owen's plan. Would that fix things?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you let me borrow the book? I'll take a look at it.
Now, there's a lot of... I'm fine with that. And I think you'll see that a lot of it's right in line with the stuff, you know, that most people...
Yeah.
...approve of or whatever. But,
Yeah, it looked
it's good. It's really good.
The nutrition stuff looked pretty whack.
It's not whack. It's just... 2003.
Yeah,
you know,
10 years old.
But I'm sure he doesn't do that right now.
Let me take a look at it. Okay, to be continued. This discussion. All right.
All right. To be continued. We're gonna come back with segment 2.
Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe.
Boom. All right, we are back.
Gabe, how's the workouts gone?
Good, Joe. Thank you. I've been doing a lot of surfing. I just got back from a trip to New York, and I surfed. I did stand-up paddleboarding in the Rockaways, mm-hmm. rented a surf, traded in for a surfboard. I've been doing great with the surfing, and it's really been cool.
I think proof is in the pudding as far as surfing goes. I mean, you look at guys that surf a lot, and they just look great.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're...
Flexibility, nice and lean.
Strength. Yeah, and I mean, they're agile. It's all about the balance stuff has been really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So I just got this book that's by a trainer from Santa Cruz. His name, his first name's Rocky. I forget his last name.
Balboa?
No, but...
Bullwinkle?
No. See, folks, this is what I deal with all the time. No, but anyway, so he wrote this book about, like, training for surfing, and it's cool. Most of it, the strength part is, like, pretty much what we, you know, have done consistently. Mm-hmm. It's like a full-body workout 3 times a week,
mm-hmm.
4 times. But it starts off with some flexibility training. There's some more abdominal stuff worked in.
Mm.
And then he has some balance exercises there on one of those Indo boards, which I don't have.
Mm.
But
Are you going to get one?
Maybe. I mean, we'll see.
Probably would help with the surfing.
Yeah, I mean, but it's been a really cool endeavor. I like having a sport to apply the strength training to.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really, it's fun and different, you know. It takes away from the kind of bodybuilding aspect. It's more like, okay, yeah, you're in shape, so now use it for a reason.
Yeah. And
that's kind of why I'm doing this competition, is to kind of step it up and, you know, hopefully put the pressure on a little bit, though it's probably beyond my skill level.
You think?
Well, it is all ages, all abilities, so...
Okay.
You know, I mean, they're...
You're not going to be the kookiest guy out there.
No, I'm sure I'll get up on the board. I mean, it's in Santa Monica, so the waves aren't going to be amazing.
Right.
It's been real small recently, too.
Hmm. What's the forecast for Saturday?
I don't know, but I would guess not higher than 2 feet.
Hmm.
You know?
Well, that might work in your favor.
You want to come?
Saturday?
Yeah, you want to participate? Put those Hollywood muscles to work. Who's Richard Simmons now? Yeah, I don't know. We would have to get Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe wetsuits. All right, how's your workout going?
Workout is going well. I'm bumping my head up against certain issues. Grip strength on the deadlifts, like when I had to do, I did my warm-up sets, and then I got up to my first work set of deadlifts, which was 225, 15 reps, which I guess if you're real strong, that's no big deal, but for me, it was a big deal, and I actually had to set the bar down after 10 reps and kind of shake my
225, 15 reps, I mean, that's a lot.
It is.
3 sets of that?
Well, and then it went down to 205, 15, 15 plus, but still I could only get 15 with 205, and then it went down to 1, maybe 185.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about the surf routine is that a lot of it's been very high rep. Like Laird Hamilton's routine, he has one that's like he recommends anywhere between 25 and 50 reps. I mean, it's all endurance. That exercise, I think it was like, what's this one called? You know?
The high pull? Oh,
it's like a shoulder thing.
Upright row?
Upright row, right.
50?
It's like anywhere between 25 and 50. It was like one set, go through about 15 exercises. And actually, he did it balanced upside down on a Bosu ball.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, but I think it's B-O-S-U. Anyway, I tried this with just no weights on the thing, the gym.
Uh-huh.
It was difficult to even balance on that thing upside down and do anything. I mean, I don't know. That guy's pretty insane.
He's a specimen.
Yeah, he is. All right, back to you. So you got multi-year going.
Again, just... Basically just doing 3 exercises every time I go into the gym, and the varying rep schemes, etc. According to my graph, my strength is going up at a rate of about 1.8% per workout. So That's good. They say greater than zero is good.
Yeah, I think you look bigger, actually.
I think I am. I am getting bigger, definitely.
I think I'm shrinking. By the way, I think I'm getting smaller. But I mean, I feel
losing fat.
Yeah, I don't feel fat. I just feel like, you know, thinner.
Feel light on your
spry.
Yeah, right. That's a good feeling.
Yeah, it's cool. I haven't been eating as much, you know, so that's why I've been, you know, doing this endurance stuff and then not eating as much, you know.
Are you consciously not eating, or are you just naturally just not taking in as much?
You know, I've been traveling a lot, so it's been hard to kind of regulate everything.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Huh.
It's tough when you're a guest at someone's house, also around the different holidays and things. Mm-hmm.
For sure. I've been having problems with just kind of kicking up my heels a little bit with my girlfriend eating the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. You said that you just tried Clemmie's with some stevia float here?
Yeah, the stevia-flavored ginger root beer, which, you know, it looks like it's okay.
It's not that bad.
It's okay. It's got, wintergreen oil, anise oil, lemon oil, orange oil, ginger extract.
Mm.
But flavor-wise, it's not the greatest. The Clemmie's, you know about that. You're not down just because of the name.
No, I just it didn't taste very good, but
that's true. We A-B'd it with Gina and I A-B'd it with regular ice cream, and there was night and day. Regular ice cream just tastes so much better than the Clemmie's. I think it's like people that just drink diet soda and they get used to it, and they think that it tastes just as good as regular soda. But diet's going pretty well. Usually make sure that I have a really good breakfast every morning. That kind of takes care, sets the tone for the day. As far as supplementation goes, I have been doing the kind of the Weston Price Foundation's fermented cod liver oil and butter oil blend. I order that from this site on the internet. I can get it pretty cheap. And just take a couple of those in the morning, a couple of those in the evening. And what's his name? Tim Ferriss is a big proponent of that stuff, too.
So it
boosts your testosterone and stuff like that.
Well, I was thinking about Tim Ferriss for this surf competition. Because I was thinking, you know, he won a judo competition.
Right.
By default. He, like, found a loophole, you know, in their judging system, and basically had all the other guys foul out so that he was the winner by default.
Really?
Yeah, it had nothing to do with his...
Now he can say he's a judo champion?
Yeah, exactly. That's...
That's amazing.
That was... And he uses that to sell his books, you know? And,
judo champion?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that he lists. And he talks full disclosure about how he kind of cheated the system. But so I was thinking, for the surf competition, maybe I could learn some awesome move, you know, or like... Some kind of do a handstand while surfing.
You have to really research the judging criteria, maybe.
All right, let's stop and we'll go to segment three.
All right. Getting fit with Gabe and Joe. We're back.
We're back, segment three.
Getting fit with Gabe and Joe.
We're trying to patch up some of our differences here.
I think we can both agree that Laird Hamilton is awesome, right?
He is, and actually I've been seeing all these documentaries. One of the best ones is that one that Stacey Peralta did. Riding Giants.
Yeah.
That's a good documentary. So if you're interested in surfing and the history of it, that has a whole segment about Laird, and that's a good one.
Yeah,
that was how I was introduced to him. Anyway, I checked out his book, Force of Nature, from the library, and it's divided into four sections, mind, body, soul, and surfing. And I was telling Joe, I got into it through these articles that are real short on Men's Journal, and basically these are similar. They're like page-long, two-page articles about kind of facing fear or negativity, you know, different things that's helped him or his eating habits. And then there's a lot of testimonials. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool book. I would recommend it. You know, as long as you can get past, there's a lot of kind of stud shots of Laird doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, I mean, the guy is ripped and he is an amazing athlete. I mean,
yeah, he's like 50 something, right?
Yeah. And he, I mean, the waves that he's surfing are ridiculous. Yeah. Any one of them, if it crashed on him, I mean, he would get killed.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a cool now, book.
So Mind, what kinds of stuff does he talk about under the Mind category?
I think that was the fear and negativity. Those were two separate...
I think I saw something on deep breathing, too, right?
Maybe. I think that might have been body. I took some notes. I read it on the plane, so... But what I wanted to talk about with goal setting, he has risk-taking.
Okay, yeah.
But under body, he had some stuff about yoga and deep breathing, but also I was interested in the injury stuff.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of... he uses this as a compress. It's called comfrey, C-O-M-F-R-E-Y.
Comfrey. Oh, yeah, that's an herb.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then wobenzym is a... That's like enzymes. I just checked it out at a store yesterday. It was like $30, so I didn't buy it.
You'll probably get it cheap on Amazon.
Yeah, but...
What's the deal with that? It's an enzyme, like digestive enzymes?
It's supposed to, like, reduce inflammation all over your body. Like, so if you have something like a torn ACL or a torn, you know, or some kind of problem.
I wonder which pathway it works on.
He also talks about arnica ointment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm interested to try some of these.
Okay, sounds a little alt-med.
It is, a little bit. I mean, he is a proponent of acupuncture as well as... Mm. Oxygen chambers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is, but, you know, this he lives in Malibu.
Yeah, right.
I mean, right. And he's got a lot of money, so... besides that, it was interesting to note that he drinks about 4 shots of espresso per morning. That's, like, home-brewed, excellent stuff.
I'm down with that.
Okay, and then beyond that, his eating, he eats organic, unprocessed, fresh food. He says, get quality food, be hungry when you eat. He recommends grass-fed beef, locally caught fish, and then a bunch of fruits like papaya, pineapple. One of his favorite foods is mustard. He says that that used to actually be like a healing agent back before it became a condiment.
Hmm.
He probably uses a different kind. Yeah. He recommends raw butter, almonds, sashimi.
Sounds good, man.
And then his supplements, he takes a supplement called Neuro One, which he swears by. It's like a brain kind of like... I don't know, for cognition.
Like 5-HTP or something?
Don't know. Katie's Organic Greens.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
A lot of people take green powders in their smoothies, yeah.
Yeah, and Muscle Milk, and he makes a smoothie every morning with all this stuff.
Muscle Milk, like the powder or the...
It must be the powder, you know, and he mixes it in. I mean, my feeling is like, this guy is surfing 4 to 6 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... He could pretty and he's eating naturally and he's eating a lot of protein.
Yeah.
I mean, if he has a little bit of sugar with Muscle Milk,
yeah,
you know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Well, you got to have more carbs if you're engaging in that kind of more like glycolytic kind of activity.
I mean, I take away protein pretty much daily too. I mean, I was using the Blue Bonnet. I switched to a lower priced grass fed one actually.
Where'd you get that?
It's at Sprouts.
Oh.
Yeah, just what's check it out. I forget the name right now.
All
right.
I'm interested.
It's like $20 versus $28. So.
Huh. Okay.
Cool. And then, I mean, let's see what else I can find. I thought it was kind of interesting. He took an interest in autism, and he works with a foundation related to that.
He's not one of these people that think that vaccinations cause autism, is he?
No, but okay, I think he may feel that some pollutions in the water may contribute to some different things. He was pretty down on plastics, like water, you know, water being
BPA distributed. And
yeah, stuff BPA like that. And stuff like that. He recommended glass.
Yeah, you got to watch out for BPA for sure.
Yeah, but it was a good book. I'd recommend it. So that's Force of Nature.
And, boom! Check it out at your library or download it onto your Kindle.
Yeah, are you reading anything interesting that maybe our listener might be interested in?
Let's see. As far as health goes, I just read a really interesting article written by this guy, Steve Novella, who's the guy that's kind of... There's a podcast called The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, and he's also kind of... I think he's the head of this science-based medicine, and he's pretty skeptical about a lot of stuff. Like, he's... I think he probably... thinks that the whole gluten-free thing is a fad and stuff, but he's got a new article that's out recently that's called, that was just published today. It's called Everything Causes Cancer, and he talks about the studies that have come out, and basically 60% of all food ingredients either increase or decrease your cancer risk, if you believe the studies included in this review. Still, so that's like a large number of ingredients to kind of keep track of. But he says, fortunately, depending on your perspective, you could probably ignore most of this data. Most of the studies were one-off studies, and two-thirds of those that were replicated did not fare well, according to the meta-analysis. So the thing is, it's just that nutrition is a murky subject. I mean, they're kind of gradually dialing it in over time, but there's still a lot of unknowns and still a lot of things, the ways that the ingredients get combined, you don't really know what the...
That's true, and also there's so many factors, like, for instance, sleep affects, you know, your digestion, or, you know, what your brain craves.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
As well as genetic composition, I mean, just genetic makeup. I mean, one food might work for some person's body type, but not for another's.
I think maybe we talked about this last time about how controversial and the subject of nutrition makes people, as soon as you bring it up, people feel like you're judging them. And it's a very sensitive subject I've found over the last couple of years. And people, it's almost like a religion and politics, and how I have kind of backed off on being prescriptive in my discussions about it, and I've basically now I just say, well, this is works for me.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Kind of found
something that works for me, and then if people really want to know more about it, and they keep asking, and I kind of get a sense that they're actually really are interested in it, then I'll open up a little bit more about it. But
yeah,
it's a maturing process I'm going through.
Yeah, I mean, it takes time to figure out how to, you know, approach these different things. Yeah. And also how to say, I find it's hard to say no, you know, if someone's forcing or pushing something at you. It's just hard to, for me with beer, that's often very hard.
Oh, really? See, I don't have a problem with that. I just say, I don't drink beer.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that I want to drink beer, you know? And so it's hard when someone's like, let me buy you one. I'm like, okay. You know, it's caved a couple times. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
You know, it's probably in the long run, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, and I mean, once I get into that oxygen chamber, it's all going to work out anyway.
You think so?
Yeah, that's really the move. So why don't we do a five, why don't we go for another 10 episodes?
All right.
Do a 10, so that'll be, or go through the end of the year, and we'll renew through the end of the
year. Hear that, listeners? You just got yourself... You just won. Get yourself a 10-episode extension.
Maybe not 10, but through the next 3 months. Okay. See where we get to by then. So if we do... That would be 6 episodes.
That's a... 6... Okay,
to a month. I mean, we can't stop before Fit Facts. We got Fit Facts coming up September 21st or 2nd.
Okay, guys. We're gonna... Let's...
But Joe... You're going to have to read Owen.
Okay. I will give me the book, and I will read it, and I'll give you a full-on book report for the next podcast.
And you owe me $60.
Okay.
We'll see you next time.
All right, people. On
episode 21, Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe.
Stay paleo.
Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe.